Hey guys, happy Monday, if this is the day that you guys are listening to it. It's a brand new day, a brand new week. I know that we all, or most people at least, usually hate Mondays, but sometimes I do have the Monday blues, but I'm beginning to really just embrace Mondays and that it's considered a new beginning and a new start to a new week. So it's kind of like a fresh slate and just a way to, you know, refresh and just be able to crush the rest of your week. As you can see by the title of this podcast today, I'm going to be talking about healing from a broken heart. Wah, wah, wah. Nobody likes talking about this, and of course, nobody likes going through it either. Now, I have had my fair share of broken heart in the past, and I have been through some very challenging relationships and some really great ones as well. But I just want to talk to you guys today, and if anything, give the best advice I can give. And just talk about how me and my current relationship and how we handle things and how we have just been so happy, really. I mean, we're nowhere near perfect, but how we just maintain the happiness and, you know, the love that we have for each other. So the first thing I really want to talk about is dating in 2019 and basically almost 2020, which is crazy that it's almost 2020. I cannot believe that. But dating now in 2019 is a lot more different than it has been in the past, per se. There's so many different social media outlets for people and dating apps, and it's not just going out and meeting somebody and just starting talking to them. Everything is behind a cell phone, a computer, or an app, really. And it's extremely hard sometimes to have a relationship in the 2019 era because there are so many different choices really to choose from. And that's why sometimes they say it's a little bit easier to cheat or to, you know, you just have like more options, I guess. And I hate that. And I hate that sometimes about how our world is coming into this era of social media. But at the same time, like, that's just how it is. And it will probably only get worse as time goes on because we're going into more of the future and there's going to be more things that will pop up. So you kind of just have to roll with the punches on that one. But dating in 2019, again, is sometimes really hard, but it's also really cool because some of the positives about having social media is that there are certain ways that you get to meet people that you would have never met them if it wasn't for social media. For example, me and my boyfriend, James, we met through a dating app called Hinge. Now, if we had both never downloaded this app, neither one of us would have never met. Like, which is just crazy. I mean, the fact that we live both here in Charlotte, we actually lived in the same apartment complex at the exact same time about 6 or so years ago, probably a little bit less than that, and never once met each other. And then 6 years later, we meet each other on a dating app. I mean, that is just insane to me. But I have a lot of friends and I know a lot of people that have had success with dating apps, and there are others that haven't. So it's everyone's opinion about how they feel about those certain apps and social media in general, really. But I just know that it has worked out for me. And yeah, I don't know if you're single currently or, you know, just having a hard time finding somebody, because my biggest struggle with dating a while ago before I got the job I'm in now, as a nanny, I had a hard time going out and finding meeting people in general, whether it was for friendships or for dating, because I worked crazy hours and I worked alone and I just didn't really want to meet somebody at a bar. I'm also kind of quiet and shy, so I'm not really like this person that's just going to go up to someone random and just start talking to them. Like, that is not me at all. So I really feel like a lot of people probably deal with that. Not everyone's really bold and just going to go up to some random person and start talking to them. So, But that's why I like the dating apps. It kind of helps you, if anything, if you're in that kind of personality range where you're a little bit more quiet and shy. But yeah, so I don't know what you guys go through, or maybe you swear off dating apps, but I know that Tinder and Bumble is another one. Plenty of Fish, Christian Mingle, Farmers Only. I mean, who the heck knows what you're into? But Hinge really worked the best for me. I found a lot of success through that. And I've also had friends find success through that. Like, I've heard of people getting married from meeting each other through Hinge. So I really just think that you should always just give it a shot because, I mean, come on, just give it a shot. What do you have to lose? So another topic that I think is really important that nobody else also wants to talk about is cheating. Now, I have never really been cheated on, or at least that I don't know of. So it's a little hard for me to really know how that feels. Like I've said, I've gone through my own fair share of horrible relationships and breakups, but the one thing that I never really dealt with was cheating, was being cheated on. And of course, I would never cheat, so never really experienced those feelings of how that feels. But I've also been in relationships where I was told, or I felt like I wasn't good enough. And I feel like that is something that cheating or being cheated on makes you feel like. So I just want to kind of dive in about how that feels and how that is just so excruciating, painful for a girl or as a man as well. A lot of men can also feel that way. It doesn't just have to be a girl thing either. I mean, girls also cheat. It's not like it's a sexist thing, but I know how it feels to not feel good enough for somebody. And trust me, I feel like God always has a plan, and he sometimes will show you in ways that you might not want to, you know, find out that way that you're not supposed to be with that person. And I don't think that he wants you purposely to have your heart broken, but I do think that he wants you to understand that this person is not for you, and that sometimes we have to go through something hard like that to figure that out. I know that sometimes God, it's not like he needs to shake you to show you something, but that's just kind of what I've noticed sometimes in the past. I'm like, he's probably up there like yelling at me like, oh my gosh, Mackenzie, like, come on, what are you doing? Like, I feel like he just wants to like be like, look what I have for you. Like, I have something so much better for you than this. And it's nothing against that person, but it's just, that person's just not my person. And so that's just kind of what I've been learning. And for you, like I said, I don't know if any of you have ever been cheated on before or have gone through that, but it can be extremely rough on your emotional stance in life and just how you feel about yourself. Like, you kind of just feel like, okay, well, you know, they found someone better than me, someone prettier than me, someone skinnier than me, someone who has more prettier hair than me or prettier skin. I mean, who the heck knows why people do what they do? But I'm here to tell you that at the end of the day, it is not your fault. It is not your fault at all. And you, or if you're a boy or girl, you are beautiful or handsome the way that you are. You should not have to change for one single person. And if they felt like cheating was the best way to end the relationship or to just kind of get away from you or from whatever was going on in y'all's relationship, then let them go, because that person was not meant to be your person. Somebody who loves you, the last thing they want to do is hurt you. And so that just tells me, at least, that if someone were to do that, they'd never really truly loved you. Because people who truly love you and have always loved you, their best intentions are to not hurt you. And I think that sometimes a hard pill to swallow, because we give these people chances over and over again. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've seen girls go back to exes, or even boys go back to exes that had cheated on them. And it just blows my mind over and over again. I get it that people sometimes make mistakes and nobody's, of course, perfect, but there is no reason to kind of go back and make yourself feel awful and think that this is what you deserve. Because I'm letting you know right now that all of you who are listening to this deserve so much more than that. It's as simple as that. And it's hard to believe sometimes because when you've been cheated on, I feel like you blame yourself. Like, oh, I didn't do this for them, or I don't look like this, or maybe I don't put enough effort into myself anymore like I used to. Like, no. It is never the person's fault that has been cheated on. It is that other person who did it, who did the cheating. That is all on them. That is them feeling like they could always like have better, or the grass is greener on the other side. And trust me, I totally believe in karma, and karma always comes back around. And those people will obviously get what's coming to them. But I think the best you can do in that situation is just, you know, block them on everything. And if anything, you know, pray for them. I know that is crazy and that is just so hard to sometimes listen to, but just pray for them and pray that they find what they are looking for and that maybe they come to the senses of what they've done, because you don't want them to keep doing that to other women or to other men, whatever the situation is. And I just believe that, you know, God can take care of it and it's not on you to worry about or to take care of. So you don't have to go out there and want to key their car or take revenge or bash a window or whatever people do that you see all the time on movies or on songs about when they've been cheated on or gone through a breakup. So that's just something that I really believe in. I don't know how you guys feel about it. Obviously, like, I'm not any love guru, so I don't know everything, but I just really want to bring that up today because I just feel like a lot of people just don't see the bigger picture that, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's that simple. Like, you are good enough the way that you are, so you don't need to be this fake person or this other person just to make your significant other happy because they don't know what they want. So, yeah, guys, I mean, come on, relationships, super fun. We love love, don't we? So I kind of talked about a little bit about dating in 2019, which, you know, we all love that. We all love a good dating app. A little bit of, you know, talking about cheating, which is never a fun thing to talk about. And I really just wanted to go over the fact that you don't need anybody to be happy. I want this segment to be about dating and healing from a broken heart, but also the fact that you don't need anyone to be happy. You can be your own happy, go-lucky person all on your own. No one, not one person, should be everything, where if they're not with you, then you are nothing, because that is the farthest thing from the truth, like, ever. I mean, I always believed that in order for me to be happy, to feel good about myself, to feel complete, that I needed to be with someone. And it finally took me until probably about last year to really figure out that I don't need that. That I don't need to be talking to someone or dating in order to feel good or to feel beautiful. That just because maybe I wasn't dating at the time, or if I was single and didn't really have a relationship, that I always thought, oh, I'm just ugly, or no one likes me, or I'm not good enough for anybody. Because it took me so long to be in the relationship that I am in now to finally realize that. And when you find the one that you're supposed to be with, you just know. I mean, you know. Like, I always thought I knew in other relationships that I've had, but no, I didn't know. I mean, it's crazy because when you hear people say that, like, you know, you're the one, or he or she is the one, when you just know. And that's exactly what has happened between me and James. I mean, I had kind of not been dating as much. I hadn't had a relationship in over a year when I met him. I have been like on dates and stuff, but I hadn't really like talked to anyone or, you know, nothing too serious. Like maybe we had gone out on a few dates here and there, but nothing too crazy. And I just was really broken and didn't really know it. That was the time that I was also struggling really hard with my eating disorder. And so I really just needed to focus on myself at the end of the day and really not worry about being in a relationship. And that's why I do bring up the fact that you don't need anyone to be happy, because sometimes God hasn't put the person in your life yet because you're not ready. And I know that that sounds not great, and sometimes that's not what you want to hear. But I needed to be told that by like six different people, six different ways for like a long time. I mean, my mom would always tell me that, and I just would be like, yeah, whatever. But like, she would tell me that. I'd have friends tell me that. I'd like go to church and the pastor would say it like in a different way like that. And I knew that God was trying to get to me that, Mackenzie, you are not ready for relationship. You have so many things that you need to work on in yourself in order for me to find you someone and for order for you to love yourself. You need to do that before you can love somebody else. And I know that you probably have heard that before, but before you can love anyone else, you need to love yourself. But that is just so important. Like, I can't even put into words how important that is, because you can't go into a relationship where you're so insecure and you're so broken, because then you're just going to put everything you put into that other person and you'll feel drained at the end of the day. And I know exactly how that feels, because I have been in relationships where I wasn't probably even ready to be dating yet. And I just thought that I needed to have a boyfriend. And so I would go into those relationships and feel like defeated all the time, not myself, and then but be, you know, putting 100% into them and obviously not receiving that sometimes. And I would get like maybe 20% of that back. And that was hard. I mean, I just thought that's what I deserved. And that's really freaking sad. And a lot of women and men, I think, go through that and feel like they deserve that. That they have to have somebody or someone. And that's how you are happy in life, is if you have love or you're with somebody. And that is not true. I mean, like I said, being single for that year or so was healing in so many ways. I learned so much about myself, and I also learned about what I deserved and what I didn't deserve. I knew that I didn't deserve to be with someone who didn't love me through the good and the bad. And let me tell you, James, we've been talking since February, and he has seen me through really, really bad times and really, really good times, and he still loves me at the end of the day. So that's how I know. One of the things I know that he's a good person, because he just is still there and always will be there through all of that. And I know we haven't been dating for years and years and years, but like I said earlier, you just know, and he just treats me so much more different than other people have in the past, or than other men, I should say, in the past have. So that's just something that I think is super important, and that I really want everyone to know, is, again, you don't need anyone to be happy. You don't need any single person. And also too, like, you guys, I am always open to listen. I know that you guys can reach out to me on social media if you don't have my phone number, and we can always talk. Like, I would love to be able to be there for you. I know that sometimes going through these things, you feel like you're all alone and you feel like nobody else understands, or that no one else will get it. And that is just not it at all. There's a lot of people that have been through things similar to you, but sometimes you just have to open up in order to find the person that will be able to listen. So, guys, I cannot still believe that I'm starting this podcast. I mean, what in the world? This has been such a fun thing for me to be planning out every week. And I get ready for this. Usually I record this on Sundays and then I'll upload it on Monday, or I've, you know, maybe thought about uploading on Sundays, but I think what I'm going to be doing is recording on Sunday and then uploading Monday and editing it and stuff like that. So I love to journal about what I'm going to talk about in different topics, but I kind of need your guys' opinions sometimes because it helps me to know what to talk about or if there's anything like advice-wise that you guys want to know. Like I said in my other podcasts, I really want to have more people on this podcast. So I might have some friends, or James will probably even come on the podcast, I'm sure. I was actually thinking not next Monday, but the following Monday. So I think that would be like the 24th or something. I don't know. The 23rd. I can't count. But I will actually be having surgery in 2 weeks and we will be stuck in my bed and I will not be able to leave. So I'm basically bedridden for like a whole 4 days. I'm supposed to be bedridden probably longer than that, but I have to go to work. So, but yes, so we will probably record something then. I really want to do like a Q&A. So if you guys do have any questions for us or for James and how it's been dating someone who does go through all these food allergies and these illnesses and an eating disorder and how that is in a relationship, then please DM me on Instagram or message me through Facebook and ask me. So you guys are just awesome. And I got a lot of great feedback from my last podcast and I'm just really excited to still get into more and get better at this because like I said, I'm still new at this and I'm not trying to self-doubt because I do not want to start off that way, but I'm super excited, guys. And the last thing that I want to leave you with is a quote because I actually found this quote when I was looking and journaling on things to talk about. And I was scrolling through Facebook and this quote popped up that someone had shared. And I really just want to read it to you guys and leave you with this. So it says, "Every time your heart is broken, a doorway cracks open to a world full of new beginning and new opportunities." I love that. That just because your heart is broken doesn't mean your life is over. You still have so many more things to accomplish in life. And who knows, maybe it's a new door to a new beginning and a new life and fresh eyes and just a whole new way to look at the world. And you never know who is behind that other door. All right, guys. Well, I will see you / hear from you sometime soon. So have a great rest of your week. And I hope you guys enjoyed it.